This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, this is the last part of the recording, and as we mentioned, when leaving Madinatul Munawwara, a person should try and visit the Rawda Mubarak, the resting place of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, present himself for the last time, present his durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Likewise, when it comes to Makkatul Mukarramah, the last thing to do when leaving for home is to make tawaf for the last and final time. And this is to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jazakallah khairan for bringing us to your holy lands. And may you bring us over and over again. And also to leave with a lot of remorse that we have not been able to fulfill the duties of this place. We have not been able to fulfill the rights of this place. So we should leave with a heavy heart and making a lot of dua for our shortfalls, and also at the same time making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us again and again to this blessed and mubarak land of Makkatul Mukarramah and also Madinatul Munawwara. And as we leave the holy lands, once again I'm going to remind myself and everyone else, we need to attach ourselves to the seerah and to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is because at this place the nubuwah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started, and it is in Madinatul Munawwara where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ended off his mission. So both these places have a very, very significant role to play in the life of a believer, and therefore one needs to attach himself to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I would also like to say that knowledge is extremely important when it comes to the holy lands. Your journey just becomes much more meaningful when you have adequate knowledge about the important locations of the Kaaba, the surroundings, and also other places when you are going on ziyarah. So it's extremely important for us to educate ourselves when it comes to the matters of the holy land, and when it comes to the matters of the tawaf and also sa'i and other aspects of ihram. I tell you, I was sitting in the holy lands and marveling at the sunnah and the sharia, and you get a different perspective when you are reading the Quran, when you are studying the seerah. Many verses I would be reading at home, but when I read it here in the Holy Lands, where it was revealed, I tell you, there's a different dimension and a different perspective to it. It's so unique. You learn, for example, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the cave of Hira after visiting Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to visit his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now for us it's very easy. He came down from the cave and he went to visit his wife and she covered him, and the story ends there. But when you come here and you see how far up the cave of Hira is, how much you have to summit to get to the top, you realize it's not just a matter of he came down and he went to the house of Khadija and she comforted him. Rather, you now get a deeper understanding that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is in his 40s, and it's taking us as youngsters so much time to go up the mountain. Imagine how much time it took the Prophet ﷺ to go up. And we're not talking about a flat bed. We're not talking about a soft, comfortable area to climb. We're talking about a rocky land which a person is climbing, and it's taking him a long time to climb. And similarly, it takes him a long time to come down. At least it takes you an hour to climb and an hour to come down. So imagine at that time, you're talking about the Prophet of Allah climbing down slowly, 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 and then going to Khadija. It's not just he came down and then he went to Khadija's house. Likewise, when you're talking about Badr and Uhud, how the Meccan army came from Mecca to Al-Mukarramah, and how the Muslims left from Medina to Munawwara. But that is approximately 140, 160 kilometers out of Medina. You then realize the kind of journey they undertook under difficult circumstances in that rocky terrain. And I tell you, even today when we visit, it's so hot. But we are traveling in aircon buses and air-conditioned vehicles. It gives you a sense of understanding how they had traveled at that time, in the thick of summer. And not only that, it was also Ramadan. On the 12th of Ramadan, the Prophet of Allah left Medina to Munawwara to face the army and to intercept the Quraysh. It was thick. It was in the thick of summer. It was extremely hot. Under those circumstances, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum traveled from Medina. And they were fasting, subhanAllah. They were fasting. That's the amazing aspect. Because Ramadan had just become compulsory upon them. So all these other dimensions of the seerah, you cannot appreciate and you cannot understand only after you visit the Holy Lands. So there's a deep sense of attachment that the person develops when he visits Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. I request you to make dua for myself and my family. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these recordings a means of barakah and a means of khair. Every recording was done at a Mubarak location. Like at the moment I am standing right in front of the Kaaba as I complete this recording. I've been, alhamdulillah, with the fadl and the grace of Allah, recording in Riyadhul Jannah. I've been to the Hatim. I've been to many different locations to compile the series and put it together for you, and to try to capture the essence and the atmosphere around me as I'm bringing you these pieces of information. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.